This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
U.S. District Magistrate Judge Candy Dale now ruling the state must begin issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
This court has taken upon itself a radical attempt to redefine marriage.
Fighting for Idaho.
The first person I called was my mom, and she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby.
The United States Supreme Court is going to have to answer this question.
It is a good day.
They move to a place, they accept it like vermin, they change it, and then they destroy it, and then they move on and do it to the next place.
Fighting for you.
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I don't want to get in trouble.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning, and we do our very best to give you the local information, opinion, analysis. Oh, enough with the buildup. Candidate for governor, Harley Brown, is with us here at 580 KIDO. You are the belle of the ball. Everybody wants you. You're the toast of the internet. You've gone viral, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
What do you make of the fact that people can't get enough of you? They want you on TV, they want you on radio, they want you everywhere. Why?
Well, it's a real pain in the ass. That's my phone's been ringing. Yeah, after I had that Channel 4 debate, I figured I'd relax the next day. Went for a long ride on my Harley, and man, that phone kept ringing in my breast pocket. I was busier than Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
Do you think it's because we want a politician that actually sounds and talks like the real world, the real people?
I think so. I mean, I'm going after the real people out there. And, you know, I think they're sick and tired of these plasticine guys who are afraid to talk the truth in their heart. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these guys. A lot of the politicians are dedicated men who and women who care deeply about our country and our state. But they come across as, squares, man.
Yeah, they come across as squares. And what do you say to people when they say, well, are you a serious candidate? What's your platform?
Well, I refer them to my website, which gives it to them with a bark on, www.governorharley.com. I say again, www.governorharley.com.
Now, Harley Brown with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO. Can you believe people are still talking about that debate? What was it like for you to be up there and just not reading from a script, speaking from the heart?
Well, those damn lights were hotter than hell, I'll tell you that, especially in these leathers. I was sweating like a Russian racehorse. But, hey, I appreciated them asking me the questions, and I really am honored to have the opportunity to give them the answer with the bark on right from my heart. With no varnish and no, I had to varnish it a little bit. I couldn't use language that would make a sailor blush, but, I polished it up enough to have them broadcast it anyway.
Well, you take a look at Idaho Public Television. They put in a 30-second delay just because of you.
Yeah. You know, Butch Otter comes up to me at his birthday party on the 3rd of May, and he laughs. He says, Harley, you know, because you're on there, they're going to have a 30-second delay. Yeah, they didn't know how to take me.
Speaking of which, do you believe the governor deserves the criticism for insisting that you and Walt from Emmett were on?
Hey, I really like Butch Otter, man. He's a friend of mine, and he's an honorable man, and I'm glad. I thank Butch Otter for doing what he did. I may have made the criteria on Channel 4 by myself, but I believe in interlocking fields of fire. When Butch Otter puts his clout on the matter, you know, they had no choice. And I love the way he handled Channel 7. Those arrogant snobs have a bar that's almost in the stratosphere. And Butch told him, he says, I can't make the interview, the candidate form. And they said, why not? And he chuckled and he said, I might have had a schedule conflict. Oorah, go for it, Butch.
So, what would you like to do if you were elected?
I'd like to make the Department of Wealth and Healthcare. I say again, Department of Wealth and Healthcare. Wonder what fell on them, okay? They steal or they kidnap our kids without due process of law. And the adoption, You got a bunch of all these thousands of kids who are languishing in foster homes. Not all of them, but a lot of these foster parents are mercenaries. The kids just want someone to love them, and they're helpless. And on the other hand, you get all these good families who want the kids, okay? But in between is all this bullshit and red tape promulgated by the Department of Wealth and Welfare bureaucratic little proletariats who make the regulations with the power of law draconian. I got a federal lawsuit in the wings, and I'm going to slam them to look... apply the test of strict scrutiny on this oppression.
Harley Brown with us. Harley Brown for Governor. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Okay, Walt from Emmett has 77 descendants. Butch Otter is a cowboy, and he's a businessman, and he's been the governor. Russ Fulcher is an international businessman. What are your qualifications?
I was the youngest company commander in the U.S. Navy Seabees, you know, the Naval Construction Forces, the Mud Marines, the toughest construction gang on earth. And, you know, we make Iwo Jima into something besides a photo op for the Corps. I was also a public works officer when I was a Navy officer at the Naval Weapons Support Center, Crane, Indiana. I ran a, you know, $50 million a year budget and 450 civilian employees under me. And after I got out of the Navy, I worked as a GS-12 professional engineer for the Army Corps of Engineers and managed billions of dollars of construction. This is a big one. The biggest one I was on was a $2.6 billion job at Fork Drum, New York, essentially building out a city for 26,000 people from scratch. Excuse me. I was the engineer in charge of all the demolitions. I love blowing stuff up. And I was also on the team for the project management. I can handle the big managerial stuff.
Now you're a biker. You're in a motorcycle club?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no. I watch the Sons of Anarchy. You guys scare me. I'm a wimp.
Well, what the heck? You got a right to be a wimp. Motorcyclists have a terrible reputation, like pit bulls and politicians. You know, those pit bulls are nice little doggies, most of them, but it just takes a few bad ones to give them a bad reputation. Bikers are wonderful people. Most of them are veterans. They fought for this country. And, you know, the politicians, man, the ones I know from out west there are dedicated people who really give a damn about the people and the country and the issues.
Sure. Let's take a look at some of the issues facing you as a governor, a gubernatorial candidate. Would you repeal Obamacare in Idaho?
I hate that stuff. That's Obamianism. Where does it say in the U.S. Constitution that the federal government has to supply health care for all of its citizens? Show me in the Constitution that they're sworn to defend. And the Constitution has specific delegated powers enumerated to the federal government created by we the people in the states. And they go outside the Constitution, making them domestic enemies to the Constitution of the United States that they're sworn to defend. I hate that socialism with a passion.
So you would repeal it in Idaho?
I'd do anything I can. I'd hate that stuff, man. Now, under the 10th Amendment, if the people of Idaho wanted to have some kind of a state-run program, that's their prerogative. I would respect that. But the feds have no reason and no justification and no right to go in there and force that stuff on us. You know? Like communists.
Speaking of which, another big issue, the lands issue.
Oh, yeah.
The governor wished you well, you, Walt, and Russ Fulcher, saying, I've tried that. Good luck. I don't think you're getting our lands back. If elected, would you get our lands back?
Yeah, I wonder what... I have a master's in raising hell, okay? And as a governor, I would make a big scene about it, okay? Believe me. And the next guy for the lieutenant governor, I think, was Jim Chenoweth, okay? He has his business cards. He has a map of the United States with all the little red dots where the feds have taken the land. And it's just a few east of the Mississippi. And out west in these western states, it's, you know, red. And the other guy I'd like to see as attorney general is J. Noble Daggett from the John Wayne movie True Grit. Lawyer Daggett, this guy Chris Troupas, he's a constitutional lawyer to the max, and he's fearless, and I believe he'd help. But between us three, I believe the best men for the mission.
Isn't one of them a fictional character in the movie?
Yeah, but if you look at Troopers and you look at J. Noble Daggett, they look the same. They're kind of like short little bald guys, you know, sharper than hell. And, you know, they're lawyers. And, you know, J. Noble Daggett, John Wayne said, she pulls him like a gun. And I think Troopers, who won many different suits against the Attorney General, is a sharp lawyer and a Constitution man. And he's my guy.
Well, let me hit you with this at 580KIDO. Harley Brown with us. What about the gays?
I'll say it. I pledge allegiance to the... I got nothing against gays, okay? That was my...
You got nothing against gays? You can't say that word anymore.
Why the hell not?
Because it's offensive.
Oh, who cares? Who defines offensive? Read the First Amendment.
All right.
Listen, that's the way I am. I come across...
Wait, I might make
fun of people and stuff, but I don't mean it. I mean, it's just for a joke, okay? I'm a real jokester, and I like telling jokes. But I believe in liberty and justice for all and equal protection under the law. And I'm glad that judge, and this is serious, made that decision. I used to pick up total strangers of the day, all hours of the night and day, and haul them God knows where as a taxi driver for 20 years in this town. And I've had my fair share of gay passengers. And they're just like anybody else. They go out and party. They jump in the cab. They pay their fare. They're peaceful. But those guys really love each other, and the ladies too, okay? And there's true love there, and the Bible says love covereth a multitude of sins. And who are these religiously correct guys to make their conscience be everybody else's guide? And there's a hell of a lot of other stuff in the Bible that it's down on, like read the Ten Commandments and all this other stuff in there. And, don't pick on the gays. We bikers get discriminated against right and left. We're cop magnets, man. We're on our bikes, even if we're not flying our colors. And, you know, they pull us over and hassle us with the drug-sniffing dogs, and they don't have probable cause half the time. And, you know, that's discrimination. The blacks got their Civil Rights Act in 1964, and I think it's high time the gays, who are highly discriminated against in our society, start being treated as the Americans they are. They're as American as a Medal of Honor winner.
Well, on one hand, the Medal of Honor winner is a sacrifice. How can you say the gays are the same thing? And most people in Idaho want marriage between a man and a woman. You'd be disagreeing with your constituency.
About the Medal of Honor winner, he's just as American as a gay, okay? They're born in this country. They have writing. They have the same liberty and justice for all. All means everybody. Unless they're some kind of a felon or something, you know. But, you know, I'm saying all law-abiding Americans are Americans as much as, like, you're a human being and I'm a human being, where you're no human, more human than me, and they're no more American than the Medal of Honor guys.
So you're down with the gays marrying, so let me ask you...
No, I'm not. I'm for the gay marriage.
That's what I meant. That's a slang. You're not down, like, against it. You're down with it. You're for the gays.
Yes.
Okay. What about people that would say, well, Harley, that's great, but then why not bring polygamy back? And if I want to marry my telephone, I should marry my telephone.
Well, I'd marry my motorcycle. That's hot, especially the exhaust pipes. Hot, hot, hot. No, let's get real here. If they're human beings, if they're a member of the, you know, Homo erectus phylum or whatever it is, they should marry each other. But when you want to go like Caligula, the Roman emperor married his horse, for crying out loud, you know, that's too bizarre.
More coming up with our friend Harley Brown, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning, Dave.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
He's never at a loss for words. He's running for the governorship here in the state of Idaho. Would you vote for Harley? Kevin Miller in the morning, Harley Brown with us. Harley, what's your website again?
www.governorharley.com. I say again, www.governorharley.com.
Here's the skinny. Are you just using this office, this platform, as a stepping stone? Do you have higher aspirations for elected office if you win on Tuesday, then you win in November?
Look, all I asked for was to command a CB battalion, and having been a company commander years ago. But he who was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think said, no, son, I'm going to make you the commander-in-chief, and I stagger not at his promise, okay? It wasn't my idea. I'd be happy as a pig in mud being a battalion commander, okay? But, you know, God has different ideas. If you got any problems with that, ask him. It's his idea, not mine. No way, Jose. But when I get an order, I say, aye, aye, sir, and I do my damnedest to carry it out. And I just figure I'd get some practice in the Little League so I wouldn't have to be saying stuff like, oops, sorry if our bombing caused you any inconvenience. We hit the wrong target again.
Well, speaking of the target, let's talk about something that we've shared with on this program, and that's Fat Jack's old lady.
Yeah, what about her?
Well, tell us about Fat Jack and his old lady.
Well, Fat Jack was my biker brother back in the vice president of the bombers back there in the the 90s. And this guy was a bad guy, a Vietnam vet. He weighed about 400 pounds, and when he walked down the street, brave men stepped aside and the bad guys wet their pants. He had a real attitude. Vietnam screwed him up a little in the head. And one time we were wrenching on our bikes in his garage, and I says, Jack, who is your favorite hero of all? Anybody, fictitious, of history, anything? He thought about it, and he goes, that'd be the Marquis de Sade. Yeah, Fat Jack was a piece of work, man. And his old lady, Runaround Sue, was...
Runaround Sue?
Well, her name was Sue, but Jack had extreme jealousy because he always thought she was, playing around behind his back. And, it was a dysfunctional, high-drama situation.
Sure. So, Fat Jack, his old lady, and God, and you.
Yeah?
What happened? One day God said you should be... A man?
Yeah. Well, at the time, I was at the low point of my life, man. My ex-wife had filed trumped-up restraining orders against me. The taxi business was rotten. It was old November, and a lot of serious little things were happening. Altogether, was a catastrophe, and I was living in Fat Jack's basement. Anyhow, when I got the word from God that he's going to make me the president, my morale went from negative 5,000 up through the roof on the upper scale, and I went out and got the presidential seal tattooed on my right arm shoulder, and I started, I'm a real gung-ho kind of a type of A-plus guy, and I started running for president right then and there. So Fat Jack's old lady says, get this lunatic out of my cellar. He's starting a presidential campaign. I'm getting all these calls from the media and all this stuff. And so I didn't care. They call me the psycho biker from hell. I mean, that's the reputation I got because everybody thought I had lost it. For 3 years I started campaigning for president. And then this Dr. Tom Abungu from Africa comes up out of nowhere.
Tom Abungu?
That's the African... bishop there from Kenya, okay? Here it is right here on the paperwork. Look at this.
Right, I got the paperwork here.
Yeah,
yep.
And he comes up to me out of the clear blue and he says, I am a prophet of the Most High God. In my office as prophet of God, I here authenticate that the Lord did, in fact, tell you that 3 years ago that you were going to be president of the United States 20 years from now. And I says, yeah, well, you mind putting that in writing? Because right now I got the credibility of Chicken Little. The sky is falling. He says, sure. He pulls out his stationery, he types it up, and he notarizes it and signs it, and I can show all my detractors the document and say, na, 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 so that's authenticating my, it really happened. I mean, God cannot lie. He talked to me. I wouldn't lie about something like this. I wouldn't mislead the American people.
So the good people of Idaho should elect the biker guy from hell.
The psycho biker from hell. Yeah, okay? And it says in 1 Corinthians 1:27, for God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Harley Brown with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. How would you balance the budget?
What, the United States?
No, we'll go back to Idaho. Do you give more money to the schools? What's your platform
on
education?
Yeah. Give more money to the school. Stop being cheap about our children, about our future, okay? I think it's a hell of a shame they got to go out and beg for money, essentially, and have these supplemental levies and politic for their money, okay? I went up to the executives in the education department and sat down and saw the spreadsheet for the last decade of funding, and it peaked in 2008 at $1.4 billion. And anyway, to get back on the curve, I calculated that we need a 5.1% increase. But being an engineer, I believe in throwing a safety factor of 20% on that. So 20% of 5% is 1%. 1% plus 5% equals 6%. So I'm in favor of a 6% increase in the educational budget.
If you don't get the nomination, who would you like to get it? If it's not you, is it the normal guy, is it the curmudgeon, or the cowboy?
That's not for me to say. That's for the Idaho people to say. You know, I'm not the voting block of the United of Idaho, and I don't want to endorse anybody else. I don't even want to endorse myself. I mean,
what do you mean you don't want to endorse yourself? You're running. If you don't endorse yourself, why should we vote for you?
I'm not out here begging for votes, man. You know, I'm flying my colors, letting people see where I'm coming from. And, yeah, I'm going to vote for myself, okay? I'll give you that much. My wife is going to vote for me. But, you know, I don't vote for me. I'm Harley Brown, and I'm running for governor, and I ask for your vote on May 20th. You know, that sounds like one of these squares talking. I just say, here I am, folks. You want to vote for me? I'm on the ballot. If you don't, well, it's your choice, and God bless America. And that's how it is.
Finally, anything else you'd like to share with us one-on-one to the people driving into work now that might think that, well, you're a little eccentric?
Oh, I'm a lot eccentric. But, hey, I'm doing this for the kids, okay? Our little children are going to be inherited. My dad won World War II in his generation and gave us a world free from Hitler and the Japs. And we had the finest cars and motorcycles and the best cartoons and the best TV shows and by far the best music, Ramalama Ding Dong, Rock and Rollers Gang. But we screwed up, and we let this budget, I mean, this red tape, red ink get up, and I don't want to see my grandson, who was born last month, inherit his share of $55,000. That really pisses me off, and I'm doing everything I can. And the national debt is the biggest cancer out there to attack our prodigy. So that's what I'm doing it for.
All right, Harley, anything else? We do appreciate it. Final thoughts?
I really appreciate you inviting me, Gavin. I really do. And again, I want to thank Butch Otter for letting the likes of me on national TV. And, you know, Walt Bates is a patriotic American, and Russ Filter's a good man, too. You got four good men to choose from, and that's why we're leaving it all up to you. You decide what you're going to do. And thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
I can't top that. I can't say anything else. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin Miller.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We're joined by Lawrence Denny, candidate for Secretary of State. Mr. Denny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
So here we are, the end of the road, the beginning of the highway. Your thoughts on the campaign?
You know, it has been really an enlightening experience for us. We've put between 15 and 20,000 miles on our car, and we've seen... I've lived in Idaho all my life, and we've seen roads that I've never been on before. So it's and met a lot of wonderful people.
I was going to say, has it been more of an education for you or for the people that you've met concerning the office of Secretary of State?
You know, both. Certainly it's been an education for us, and but I think there's a lot of people that have no idea what the Secretary of State does, and so it's been an educational process for them as well.
Well, we would never insult the listening audience here, but what does the Secretary of State do?
Well, you know, a lot of the job is just an administrative function, but, you know, there are some very critical areas that I think all the people should be aware of, and one of those areas is the seat on the land board, and, of course, then the Secretary of State also is the overseer of all the elections in the state. So there's two very important functions that, that in my opinion, that a lot of people are not aware of.
Well, let's examine the land board. That's gotten a lot of issues and a lot of attention. The issues have gotten a lot of attention. Your thoughts on the land board and what the state should and shouldn't be doing?
Well, you know, I've been kind of outspoken. I certainly don't believe that the land board should be buying commercial property and actually competing against private businesses. And I think that's a practice that has to stop. You know, the Attorney General says that we're going to be competing regardless because, you know, if we're selling timber or grass, that's competition. I have a little different look at it than that. You know, I think selling timber and grass is selling a commodity. It's like me being a farmer. You know, I don't consider that I'm competing against my neighbor when I'm selling my grain crop. But certainly if I have a commercial operation and I compete against him, then I think it is. So, you know, the state doesn't own any logging companies or any sawmills, so I think we're just selling a commodity.
Well, let's talk about voter integrity. Is the vote safe here in Idaho?
You know, Idaho is not immune to anything that's happening anywhere else in the country, and I think, you know, that we have to be very vigilant and make sure that, that, you know, in a constitutional republic, certainly the vote is the key to the entire system. So, you know, we need to make sure that everything is up and up and that the elections are fair and that we keep it that way. You know, and I think we do that by aggressively investigating any charges of wrongdoing and if we find anything, aggressively prosecuting, you know, make people aware that there is a consequence if they're cheating.
Lawrence Denny with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, State Representative Denny here, former Speaker of the House at 580 KIDO. What has been the reaction to your candidacy from folks out in the field and from folks within the Republican Party?
You know, it's been a mixed reaction. We do feel like we've gained a lot of support across the state, and of course there are those who say that I'm too partisan to be a good Secretary of State. I just counter that by saying, you know, I've been in the trenches. I've made tough decisions, and certainly I've been my own person and stood up to those who I thought were wrong. So, you know, but all in all, I think we've had a very positive reaction.
You take a look at the personal cost for you, sir. You take a look at the headlines when it was announced that you were running, the charges against your wife and such. Is this a reason why a lot of folks don't get into politics because they're fearful that there'll be a smear campaign against them?
You know, I think that's part of it, and I think that's a good part of why voters are not even getting engaged. You know, all the negative campaigning that goes on, it turns people off, and they say, well, I don't, you know, all of these guys are scoundrels, and so I don't want to vote for any of them, and so they just stay home. And, you know, I can tell you that democracy is a participatory sport, and I think that we all have to be engaged and know what's going on. So, you know, I think the negative stuff does keep people out of the arena, and that's a shame. I think there's too much at stake for people to be on the sideline and uninformed.
Well, you not only are a businessman in Idaho and a politician, but you have run for office. You have been in the arena. What's your mood concerning the electorate tomorrow? Put on your analyst hat for a moment. How do you see this whole thing shaping up? People are saying it's going to be a low turnout. Does that favor you? How do you see it based on your knowledge of being in the field and your years in politics, sir?
Well, Kevin, I think it probably will be a fairly low turnout. And again, I think a lot of that is because of some of the negative things that have gone on, especially in the second CD. You know, in all elections, in my experience, motivating your base and getting them to turn out is key to the whole success. And certainly, we hope that our base is motivated and will turn out.
Final question for you. Will this election define the Republican Party in the state of Idaho for years to come, this primary tomorrow?
You know, it kind of depends on the turnout. I think it very well could define what goes on. I suspect it will be a mixed result, but I, you know, even with a mixed result, I think it will define what happens in the Republican Party over the next few years.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listening public today?
Well, you know, there's one other issue that I just want to touch on briefly, and that's, you know, politics is all about the economy, you know, and if things are going good and people have a job, they're happy, and it seems like our economy has been a little less than as active as we'd like it in the last few years. And that brings me to the one issue that I think is one of the defining issues in the campaign, and that's the taking back the management of our federal lands. And I think that's important to get our economy going. We are a natural resource state, and 62% of those resources are locked up or locked away from us.
State Representative Lawrence Denny, we thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the time.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. 7:48. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work.
Tomorrow is the primary election here in Idaho. Political experts are expecting low voter turnout.
I'm really concerned about that.
I pledge allegiance to the... Now, I got nothing against gays, okay? That was my...
You got nothing against gays? You can't say that word anymore.
Why the hell not?
Because it's offensive.
Oh, who cares?
Just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
All right, the one and only Harley Brown coming up next. Senator Fulcher will join us. But a few other stories going on. We love animals. We love certainly our four-legged friends. I'd be lost without my little doggies. I call them the little Millie girls. Here's a troubling story concerning the Chinese. By the way, have you heard? We're actually suing the Chinese for stealing our cyber secrets. And everybody makes fun of Kevin Miller. Oh, Kevin Miller, you have something against the Chinese. Well, now the government of the United States of America is actually following what Kevin Miller has talked about since, I don't know, since I've been doing this show for 20 years. They're looking to criminally prosecute the Chinese, for, in fact, cyber stealing. Cyber stealing. Now, remember, it was 2 years ago when we first disclosed that the Chinese had interest here in Idaho. And the Chinese responded to our attempts to get further information by saying, oh, it's racism. Well, is it racism now? And let's find out what's going on with the Chinese and the dog food.
Owners should be looking out for. Hi, Stacey.
Well, Antoine and Christina, the FDA last released information on this issue in October. And since then, they say they have received about 1,800 new complaints from dog owners whose pets were sickened. Now, the scary part for pet owners is there's not one or two brands to avoid in all this because officials still haven't been able to pinpoint the ingredient or toxin that's causing the animals to get sick. 1,000 dog deaths may now be linked to toxic jerky treats, according to the Food and Drug Administration. And the agency says since 2007, there have been almost 5,000 complaints of pet illnesses related to the treats. The majority were of gastrointestinal or liver disease, and about a third were linked to kidney and urinary disease.
It's something I worry about in general, just because it seems to keep happening for some reason. Like, they keep recalling different dog foods because, right, I guess they don't know what's in them.
In fact, not even the FDA is sure of what exactly is sickening the pets. They say a common thread in the reported illnesses is that the pets ate a chicken or duck jerky treat or a jerky wrap treat, and most of the questionable treats came from China. Several brands voluntarily pulled their jerkies last year, but complaints have persisted.
Always be aware of what you're buying if and where it's coming.
Let's go back to the brand names here for a moment. And I'll read them to you. Wagon Train, Canyon Creek Ranch, and Milo's Kitchen. Those are the ones that have been recalled.
Dr. Jonathan Levine is an associate veterinarian at the Blue Pearl Clinic. He says owners should always check the labels of whatever they feed their pets. But even that's not foolproof. The FDA says products that are stamped made in the USA could still contain ingredients sourced from China or other countries.
Dogs may have inspecific signs, vomiting, diarrhea.
If your dog is having diarrhea or throwing up, chances are it's time to get rid of the dog food or the treats. This is another problem. Remember the toy scandal, the dog food scandal. When are we going to ever learn not to buy things from China, particularly when it comes to our pets? 1,000 dog deaths may be linked to jerky treats from China, and almost 5,000 complaints of pet illness. I love this article because the FDA doesn't know what to do. How about this? How about examine the things that were supposed to be safe and FDA approved, the Food and Drug Administration approving things that are allowed to keep our four-legged friends, family members safe? Do your job, FDA. Now to traffic, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580. 7:59 coming up next, Senator Fulcher. Remember, Senator Fulcher, the first interview he had when he was running, when he was doing his listening tour with us, he wraps up the campaign, although the election is tomorrow, with us next at 580 KIDO. We'll get his thoughts on the debate, the same-sex ruling, the future of Idaho, and how does he think tomorrow's primary will play out. That and much more. Senator Fulcher joins us next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Serving Meridian.